towns in southwest WA are again under threat from a bushfire that's claimed two lives. Warnings for the towns of Waroona and Cookinup have been upgraded from advice to watch and act. The fire has already killed two men in their 70s and destroyed 180 properties. Incident controller Roger Armstrong says crews have managed to keep the blaze contained before more windy weather arrives today.
Today and later this evening, we will have strong winds from the east and east-northeast again, which will test us.
In Victoria, fire authorities have defended a decision to carry out backburning in the days before a bushfire ran out of control and destroyed more than 100 homes in Wye River. The CFA has issued a statement to News Breakfast saying it approved a controlled burn ahead of fire danger days around Christmas because it would have been riskier not to clear the fuels. Iran has released 10 US Navy sailors who were arrested after their boat strayed into Iranian waters. Iran's military says an investigation has found the intrusion was unintentional. An avalanche in the French Alps has killed at least two people and injured three others. The avalanche hit a school group at the Des Alpes resort near the Italian border. And a sixth member of an Adelaide family involved in a fatal crash in India has died. A grandfather suffered a heart attack after hearing his two daughters and three grandchildren were killed in the accident.